Now we'll invite Brother Asser Gazuli, an elder from the Patterson Grand Prairie Congregation. He will now present the last part of this symposium entitled, Do Not Imitate Disloyal Ones, Judas Iscariot.
When you hear the name Judas, what word or quality comes to mind? Well, today the name Judas is synonymous with the word traitor. Wouldn't you agree? And yet, you know, friends, when Judas started, he was a highly favored disciple of Christ. In fact, he was hand-selected to be one of the 12 apostles, which means he would have actively preached and perhaps even performed miracles. Yet eventually, he allowed himself to pursue a course that led him to the point where he said the words that we remember in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 15, where he said, "What will you give me to betray him to you?" And then he schemed unrepentantly to betray the Son of God. What motivated Judas to become disloyal? Well, let's take our Bibles and turn to John chapter 12. The occasion was the weekend before Jesus gave his life. They were in Bethany with his disciples. Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus were present. And you'll notice in verse 3 that Mary had taken a pound of perfumed oil, very costly, and poured it on Jesus. But Judas was the one to speak first. And in verse 5, he objected, saying, "Why was this perfumed oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this, though, not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box and used to steal the money put in it. Judas wasn't concerned about the poor. He was concerned about himself. And the very fact that there was a money box there in connection with Christ Jesus, we know that his basic material sustenance was looked after. But Judas wanted more. And rather than dismiss that bad desire, he cultivated it, he nourished it, just like one would water the seeds of a very noxious weed until it took over and consumed him. True to the words of James chapter 1 and verse 14, where it says that each one is tried by being drawn out, enticed by his own desire, no one else could be held to blame for what Judas did. Nor was he predestined to this treacherous course, as some have thought. But the fact is, friends, he chose to become disloyal. And it likely started with small acts. You know, a coin here, a coin there. Each one an act of disloyalty, till it became easier and easier for him to pursue a more and more deceptive course. Now, what warning must we take from the bad example of Judas? Well, there's a few lessons. The first one, once loyal does not mean always loyal. The second lesson, while association with loyal ones can certainly encourage us to be loyal, it does not guarantee that we individually will choose to remain loyal. A third lesson, as humans, we may be unaware when someone around us secretly practices sin. But here's something we can count on. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4 and look at verse 13. Hebrews 4, verse 13. Regarding Jehovah, it says, "And there is not a creation that is hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and openly exposed to the eyes of the one to whom we must give an account." Jehovah sees everything. And just like he did with Judas, eventually he calls to account any who cultivate a greedy practice while pretending to be loyal to him. In today's materialistic world, a lack of contentment can lead a person of any age to cultivate a greedy practice. Sometimes this takes the form of gambling. And just like Judas started with small acts, some forms of gambling require only small amounts of money. And organizers will tempt people by means of the internet, by means of phones and other devices. Please pay attention to the following video that portrays how greed threatens loyalty.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's fresh, ain't it? I can make calls, I can send texts, I can do anything, all from right here.
Whoa, cool, but how'd you get the money? The last time I checked, you didn't have a job.
There are other ways of making money, son.
Like what?
Like online betting.
What? You serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I bet on sports teams. It's easy, it's instant money, but best of all, private. No one ever has to know.
Here's the link. I wasn't even thinking about this stuff until I saw Julian's new watch. Now it's all I think about. Let me check something first. Gambling. Gambling is a form of greed? Whoa. Judas Iscariot? Started off good, gave in to greed, consumed him, betrayed Jesus. If I sign up for online gambling, what could happen?
Yes.
Flee from these things, but pursue righteousness, godly devotion.
If I sign up for this, I could lose a lot of money. Or worse yet, I could win, and the love of money could easily consume me, like it did Judas. I could fall right out of the truth. Judas could have sought help from others. I'm gonna talk to my parents about this whole thing.
What a good example of what we should do if we're tempted to pursue a greedy course. It has to be acknowledged, friends, that all of us are imperfect. We all have weaknesses. Why is it vital that we never ignore these or dismiss them or minimize them? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 says that the devil walks about like a roaring lion seeking to devour someone. You know, it's an apt description. Because the devil is a mature, trained predator who looks for weaknesses in his prey. This isn't just a passive interest in us, friends. He's out to destroy our loyalty. Now, if we were out in the Western Canadian Rockies and we happened to know for sure that there was a trained, mature predator that was focused on us, what would we do? Well, we'd take action, wouldn't we? We'd never leave ourselves wide open. So, friends, likewise, when we notice weaknesses within ourselves, we need to take action to eliminate them so that the devil can't exploit these and use them against us to harm ourselves and others. Remember that Jehovah guarantees us everlasting life, to have his blessing and favor forever. It's what we all want, isn't it? And are we not grateful to Jehovah for the beautiful warning examples that he's given us in his word, the Bible? Truly, the only good thing about a bad example is that we learn the lesson. Did we take note of the lessons and examples in this symposium? Adam, beware of the snare of misplaced loyalty. Absalom, identify ambitious tendencies and root them out. Solomon, reject the spirit of overconfidence. And Judas Iscariot, cultivate and maintain contentment. What Jehovah wants all of us to do is recorded in 3 John verse 11. Let's take this personally. It's a beautiful comment. 3 John verse 11. Jehovah says, "Beloved one, do not imitate what is bad, but imitate what is good. The one who does good originates with God. The one who does bad has not seen God." May it be our personal resolve to take a warning from these bad examples and seek to be loyal to Jehovah, and we will enjoy his rich blessing forever.
Thank you, brothers, for presenting those sobering warning examples.